Welcome to Classic Films and Dark Humor. I'm your host, Dr. Zeus. So as promised, we're going to talk about film noir. That's hard to say, I know. Let's practice it together. Film noir. Noir. I don't know. It's like saying Downton Abbey. It's Downton, not downtown. Petula Clark. So film noir. It just began in the 1930s. You have icons like Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, Joan Crawford. I know, I can't believe it's not butter, huh? I'm sure she couldn't. I'm mentioning these names, you know, who's another? Robert Mitchum. Even Kirk Douglas. There's a whole list of film noir films. Everything from The Maltese Falcon, The Big Sleep, To Have and To Have Not. Yeah. You know, The Big Sleep is a good example where people criticize the plot. Oh, it's just about Bogart and Bacall. Well, of course it is. It's also about what's transpiring around them. You know, what's she hiding? He knows she's hiding something. To The Maltese Falcon, you know, the stuff dreams are made of. And of course, Mildred Pierce, you know, right there. Joan Crawford, baking pies. You know, wearing that fur coat. Walking in on her daughter and husband making out. How long has this been going on? You know, and then, also the things that transpire, you know, the daughter wants her to take the fall. And she's like, you know what, Vita, I don't know. She should have called her daughter Velveeta. Then it would have been a little more funny. You know what I mean? Mildred Pierce. Just talking about Joan Crawford takes a lot out of me. I can't really describe it. It is funny. Hence why we are Classic Films and Dark Humor. The humor of talking about Joan Crawford in a film noir, it's almost like talking about Batman at the My Little Pony Awards. Yeah. Film noir. Now, I did a brief synopsis on it last night, and so I'm going to extend it a little more. Film noir. A style or genre of cinema... Blah, 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 I can't talk. Let's let the... is this it?
Film noir.
Yes. A style of or genre of cinematographic film marked by a mood of pessimism, fatalism, and menace. The term was originally applied by a group of French critics to American thriller detective films made in the period between 1944 and 1954, and to the work of directors such as Orson Welles, Fritz Lang, and Billy Wilder. Oh. Also, Double Indemnity. With Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray. Oh, that's such a crazy fucking film. Let's see. It was parodied, of course, you know. What is this? The Big Steal, His Kind of Woman, The Bandwagon. Could we categorize Casablanca as film noir? Think so. It's hard to say, you know? It's hard to say. I mean, Chinatown is film noir, but it's not. It's basically the 1970s. Here's a list of film noir. Top 10. They Live by Night. I haven't seen that yet. It's by Nicholas Ray, who directed, you know, Rebel Without a Cause. Kiss Me Deadly. I haven't seen that either. I should watch it, since I am talking about film noir. Let's see if I know a few others on the list. Lift to the Scaffold. Haven't seen it yet. The Third Man. I've seen that. That is a freaky film. The way Orson Welles plays that bad guy, Harry Lime, is really just, I mean, you're rooting for him. Kind of like Hannibal Lecter. Only he hasn't eaten anyone yet. Maybe Rita Hayworth, but that's a different story. Madonna. Number 5, Out of the Past. I've seen that. Very good. Robert Mitchum at his very best. You know, a lot of classic lines. Kirk Douglas is in it. Jane Greer, you know, the mall, the gun mall. Double Indemnity, which I watched recently. Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray. I mean, it is so steamy. You have to clean your glasses just to watch it. Touch of Evil. I still haven't seen that yet. I'm not a big Charlton Heston fan. Let his people go. Okay, eat it. Chinatown. Oh my god, when Faye Dunaway could act. Remember that? Before Mommy Dearest. Jack Nicholson as J.J. Geddes. This nosy detective who almost gets his nose cut off. You know, and Faye Dunaway as, I mean, Mrs. Mulray, who gets slapped up. She's my sister. She's my daughter. And then you find out why. But I won't spoil it for you all. The Big Sleep. The Big Sleep by Howard Hawks. Starring Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart. Bogart and Bacall had married around this time. There are two versions of The Big Sleep. There's the 1945 and then there's the 1946. The 1945 features less of Bacall. After the 1946 version, it has more of Bacall. You have to watch it to kind of get it, okay? But yeah, it's a genre. You just put on your blanket, have a little hot cocoa or wine, and enjoy the show. Film noir. It's still present in today's society. It is a cultural icon of itself. You think of that genre, film noir. And it's been parodied, yes. Everything's been parodied. I mean, it's hard to believe that this president writes tweets and Lincoln wrote the Gettysburg Address. Think about that, people. Think about that. You know, think about what people find as humorous on Facebook, and it's like, that's not even funny. And certain people who remain nameless have sent me things, oh, it's so funny. No, it's not. I watched it. I'm funnier than that. Give me a break. So, this is classic films and dark humor. Film noir. Something funny about film noir. Half the actors are all gay, so come on. Except for Bogart and Bacall, come on. And Mitchum, of course. Mitchum was a big ladies' man. Oh my goodness. He, whatever, if it walked, he took it, you know? He's married for years and years and years, but that didn't stop him. That voice, I would have. Are you kidding me? Good looking man. And then Bogart and Bacall. That's a dynamic duo. Betty Davis said the reason why Bacall and Bogart got along so well was because of their insolence for one another. Yeah. So that's film noir, people. I'm sorry it's such a short broadcast. I need to do a little more investigating. I will come back. Good night, and remember, watch it, enjoy it, don't cry about it. Just be a Mercedes McCambridge.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.